Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. I am your master overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. In this observational session of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, things will be kind of structured differently today as we begin with a special extended track to start off the first half hour, following into a cascade of miniature tracks for the ending the first hour, and then we will be entering the SMK's Hillside Festival 2019 session for the second hour. So now, beginning this hour, it'll be me. to specify, Piers Olvi, my musical entity of affected bass clarinet. Back in May, I recorded an almost approximate 30-minute long-form drone improvisation right at CFRU in the recording studios, capturing my affected bass clarinet through, getting into the specifics now, through a piezo barrel pickup mic, which I had imported from Australia specifically, and processed my sound through an array of pedal effects in tandem across several textured movements established and brand new just for this extended improv. My pedal chain that I used, which is also my current and live setup, begins with the Line 6 M5 Stompbox modeler with an Ernie Bell VP-JR volume pedal attached to act as an expression pedal, followed by a Dunlop Fuzz Face, which is actually my first pedal ever that I received 2 years ago, slightly around this time, by my first SMK interviewee, Duke Gray of Oddsfish, and finally a TC Electronic Flashback Delay and Looper. This extended improv was broadcasted during CFRU's Drone Day 2019 special on Saturday, May 25th, 2019, during the third hour of, I believe it was 6 hour Drone Day special. So this would have been 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This will be a direct rebroadcast of that very special, which includes Drone Day host Stephen Detai, aka Hymns 57 of Oral Tethers, broadcasting Fridays from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., and Joel Cuthbert of The Stillness and the Dancing, Wednesdays from 9 to 11 a.m., who provide an excellent introduction to this colossal culminating work with their marvelous, supportive, heartfelt words. I love you guys so much for all the support and being able to be featured in this drone, or in this past Drone Day special this year. Right here and now, you good sentries have the pleasure to listen to Piers Olvi's CFRU Drone Day 2019 segment here through the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope on CFRU 93.3 FM.
Oh man, this is a nice one. I've been a champion with this cat for a little while. Mr. Nicholas Cooper. Piers Olvi is the musical and artistic moniker that he operates under. And the thing that I don't like about the name Piers Olvi is that I didn't think of it first.
Mm.
It's fancy.
It is fancy.
You know? It's good. It's good. It's So you see it in print and you're like, that guy wears a fedora for sure. Like a nice little feather on the side.
It's a classy gentleman.
It really is. It really is. There's a monocle and a pocket watch.
It's all there.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is a project that he recently did the first live performance of, I believe, at a concert he recently hosted.
Yeah, he curated a concert at the ANAF over the May long weekend, just this past weekend.
Yeah, it's been wonderful to see him fully exploring these sounds.
Yeah, so this is, he's captain of the affected bass clarinet, right? I'm very proud of this guy in so many ways for kind of, he's come out of the shell. He shed so much skin. He's come out live on air being gay, and that is just such guts.
Totally.
Guts, and just super proud of the guy. He's a wonderful programmer here at CFRU who does the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Dealing with a lot of prog style music and all the things that kind of splinter off of that, and then not even a year ago, I think we were discussing him wanting to kind of get back into playing bass clarinet, and he's like, oh, maybe I want to get a couple pedals, and not 24 hours later, I saw this great deal posted on one of the gear pages online, and a dude had like. Two pedals up for sale, mint condition, almost new, and the cost for the two of them together, you couldn't buy one of them for new. And I was like, oh, Nick, you need to just jump on this now. And so this is one where I know the gear he's using on this one. So why don't we dive into this untitled piece? Say the name with me because it's so good. Piers Ulve. Man, that's rich. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, I'm Odds Fisch, and you're listening to the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, live from the University of Guelph, CFRU 93.3 FM on the dial, and on the World Wide Web, CFRU.ca. Stay tuned for more great music with your host, Nicholas Cooper, and look inward and beyond.
Congratulations, you finished listening to Piers Olvi, a.k.a. your Master Overseer's musical entity, with the CFRU Drone Day 2019 segment, rebroadcasted here for the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. If you're interested in listening to more of my works, I guess they're mainly improvisations right now. I do have a SoundCloud page at Piers Olvi, and you can also follow my Facebook page as well, at Piers Olvi. Now let's get into that cascade of short musical tracks to counteract the extended work we just perceived there. We'll head right into it. I'll just describe the first track we'll be listening to. At the end of the last live SMK session, in which I had Francis Clare of 39's Radio from CKMS 102.7 FM from Radio Waterloo, at the very end, we were trying to listen to one of his band's newest tracks, which is the electro dance punk band Mouthfeel, which I recently had the pleasure to have on one of the latest SMK concert curations in Guelph at the ANAF Club. We were going to listen to their cover of a classic Sesame Street song called Inchworm, but unfortunately we couldn't get that connection working before the end of the broadcast then, but we're going to be listening to it right now. Before that, I got to write a musical blog entry on Irregular Dreams about Inchworm, which I want to quickly read right now. Measuring the marigolds have never sounded so sinister and eerie, yet pleasing, or at least a motley of transient confusion and questioning, until you fall for Mouthfeel's sonar. Mouthfeel smack their lips together to cover the Sesame Street tune with their electronic dance punk juices. They are equipped with distorted guitar and tape loops, thumping bass guitar and drum machine, an exuberant synth, and a deranged vocal treatment, set to an array of monochrome, negative, and colorized lo-fi video shots of the band performing the tune. So now let's get into the cascade with Inchworm by Mouthfeel on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, CFRU 93.3 FM, CFRU.ca.
Yeah.
Let us examine the quadruple audible observational set that we just listened to. We started off with Mouthfeel, the Kitchener-Waterloo electronic dance punk band, with their Sesame Street cover of Inchworm, which you can observe their video for it on their YouTube channel. Next, we have another KW band, the Waterloo alternative rock band Sundiver, with Haunted off of their 2018 EP, Where the Fire Goes. I'm playing these guys because for two reasons. Right now, I am currently unloading my Scope Overseer Photogenics concert photos from the CKMS fundraising concert that took place back in March on my social media platforms for my photography. And secondly, to help promote a upcoming concert featuring Sundiver by the great supportive friend Jesse Ellercon, who helps me with the SMK's concert curation because he's the master of DIY concert promoting. This Friday, July 12th in Hamilton, he curated a concert with Weavers and Still Sound of Guelph, Sundiver of Waterloo, and Uncola of Toronto at the Doors Pub in Hamilton, 56 Hess Street South. Music starts at 9 p.m. with a cover of $10 and a 19-plus event. Again, this is this Friday, July 12th, in Hamilton at Doors Pub, presented by Jesse Ellercon. And also, I do like Sundiver's music. Third in that set, we had Toronto Bass and Drums, Dust the Binary, featuring Toys and Dreb with a new single that was just released a few days ago called Fallen Splat, Have a Nice Doom, self-released in Pay What You Can on their Bandcamp page. Reading a bit off the Bandcamp page, the Dustbin team is pleased to present to you an animated take on mankind's impending doom with this latest single from our upcoming full-length album, a precursor to mankind's impending doom. Dust the Binary will be making their live debut next month in August for a concert extravaganza, which is quite colossal, and myself and the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope is a proud sponsor of. This is Splendid Industries presents the Peanut Gallery Inaugural Ball at Junction City Music Hall in Toronto at 2907 Dundas Street West on Thursday, August 8th. As the Splendid Industries has helped support the SMK in our concert curations, it only seems appropriate that the SMK supports Splendid Industries' first concert. I'm going to be reading off the Facebook event page for this concert. Splendid Industries is proud to host the Peanut Gallery Inaugural Ball at Junction City Music Hall. This promises to be an unprecedented evening of audiovisual delights with some of the most wildly amazing bands in town, Prog Noise Stews and Math Jazz Grooves, all in support of future initiatives by your friendly community of local weirdo artists and musicians at the Peanut Gallery. And did we mention that you can even play awesome retro pinball in between sets? Yes. Welcome, human friend. The future is nigh. The lineup: Future Machines, Animatist, Yumpster, Dust the Binary, with visual accompaniment by Peter Gorski at Fractal Sound. $10 admission at the door, or contact Tyson Hayden for early worm options. Yes, this sounds like an epic night of untold proportions, which the SMK is a proud sponsor of. So mark Thursday, April 8th, for the Peanut Gallery Inaugural Ball at Junction City Music Hall in Toronto. Expect airplay of music by Future Machines, Animatist, Yumpster, and Dust the Binary in future broadcasts leading up to this concert. And finally, to cap the quadruple audible set we just heard, was Bomnivores, the Halifax, Nova Scotia experimental rock duo with Melanin, off their new album Metamorphonic, self-released on Bandcamp. To wrap up the first hour of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, before entering the Hillside Festival 2019 session, is yet another band of the Peanut Gallery, Wax Limbs, Toronto art rock band, which I finally get to play off their new album, now released, The Autumn Bell, self-released and available on Bandcamp. I just listened to it the other day, and it's quite epic. And I can't wait to be able to unravel it more, because it does sound like a narrative runs through the songs. It's quite different, actually, from Science, their last album, which I've been infatuated with. I'm going to be starting with the first track off the album, which I have played before on the show, but it seems right to start at the beginning, and then we'll play it through. So here is the first track, After the Wreck, by Wax Limbs, off of The Autumn Bell, here on CFRU 93.3 FM.
Thank you.